So we told you that brain hacking was real. Now you can blame your smart speaker. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand that Jimmy is a spokesperson for.
That they don't even know that I'm a spokesperson for.
But Jimmy's body knows because Jimmy talks about, not that I know, but because Jimmy tells me
I enjoy my Mack Weldon experience.
Right, exactly. How it's smooth. It's great even after multiple washes. Jimmy has a smile on his face whenever he talks about this, which it's not like he was talking about that with other products.
Right.
This one really sort of brings out the best in Jimmy.
Okay.
Right. So if you'd like to smile like Jimmy, for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info@LittlePartMedia.com. So, could your smart speakers train you and influence your mind based on what news they decide to aggregate? This is a fascinating story.
So are smart speakers, and I think we should explain what they are.
That's what I said. What are smart speakers?
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's still plenty of people out there that don't get
this. Would you like to do the 101 smart speakers?
Well, I mean, you know,
they're Echo, and what are they all called? What are they called?
Well,
Steven, do you know what they are?
In Apple, they're called smart speakers, and it's called Siri.
Siri.
Right?
What are others?
And anyone who's used a GPS for guidance to get to wherever you go, which seems to be most people under the age of 35. And there's also Alexa.
Right. These are basically speakers. They're little boxes or round tubes or some kind of device that you put in your home or your office or wherever you want to put it. And you tell it, hey, play music, play news, play, give me weather.
Right.
And so I see Steven counting over there. What are you counting about, Steven?
How many different?
I'm trying to think of the ones I do know. You got Siri, Alexa, Cortana for Windows products.
What?
Cortana?
Yeah.
What is that?
How do you spell that?
I've never heard of that.
Cortana is basically their version of Siri for Windows.
Never heard of it. I've never heard of Cortana.
For who? For Windows? What?
Yeah, for Windows.
I'm getting educated.
I'm not into PCs.
And then Google has Google Assistant.
Google Assistant. That I have heard of. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Which I kind of like. Something, ladies and gentlemen. We learn on the fly.
Google, Amazon, Amazon Echo.
Wait, that's the one I knew.
Echo. Right. So anyway, you can. This all evolved, by the way. In the beginning, there was just the speaker that was connected to your phone, which had music, and you could connect the phone to the speaker.
It was an extension of whatever you were.
Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah,
I have seven of them around my house.
I have a Bluetooth watch.
Yeah,
and whatever I do on my phone, it comes across my watch.
Right.
But now this is different.
This is different because
these speakers think.
Correct. Now you're actually interacting with the speaker, telling it to do things or asking it questions. Hey, Google. You know, where can I get my clothes dry cleaned now?
Right.
You know, one day dry cleaner. Hey, Google, where should I get my hair cut? You know, whatever. And by the way, I'm really feeling bad if you have to rely on a machine to tell you how to do certain things. I'm concerned. Okay.
Well, it's basically the yellow pages of the modern day.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. What's yellow? What are the yellow pages? Wait a second. Is that a racist thing? Are you bringing up a racist thing here? What are you doing?
Do you know what yellow pages are? Have you seen yellow pages?
Yeah, phone books.
Phone
books. Well, it was a part of the phone books that were yellow.
You know they were yellow. You knew that, right? Did you know that there used to be just the yellow pages section after a while?
Right.
They would just send you a book with just yellow pages. It was a smaller sort of a truncated version of the big book.
We got those free, too. Didn't we get phone books free?
Yes, they came free. Yes.
And that's something.
You know they still arrive.
I know. I help
the planet by recycling them immediately.
I think we've been doing that for a couple of years, and I don't think I get them anymore. I think they know after a while.
They're good seat boosters, too.
They are very good seat boosters. Yes. Great.
You put them on, you need to get up a little higher
for
a shot or something like that. They're great
for a live shot? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Is that what you're
saying? But anyway, as we digress from the main topic here.
Yes, we do that well, by the way.
Yes, we do. What's interesting about these is that and I didn't
know this until I
feel as if these things are spying on you because in a way I guess there's an on and off feature. You're supposed to turn it off. If not, it listens to you. So are they gathering data and finding out
100%.
Stuff? 100%. Because sometimes people will just say something. It's like, oh, I wonder where I put my scissors or something. They say, oh, looking for scissors? Would like to buy scissors? And like, whoa, wait a minute. Right. I didn't ask you for
Big
anything.
Brother is here.
Yes.
Okay. And, so and now he's being, gathered being on bought you. And brought into your home.
Right.
And there are conspiracy theorists out there.
Oh, interesting.
Who believe that the government is actually listening
to
you?
Well, I don't think the government is, although I think the government
has... Like, they don't have enough to do.
Right. I do think, like, they really care what I'm
That's
doing.
That's right.
But I think that they have the capacity to listen to the people who own the thing, who are listening,
right.
who are gathering data.
Right.
But the real story here, as it pertains to media, is the fact that people rely... for the purpose of our discussion here, on these speakers to tell them the news, right?
Tell them the weather.
Tell them the weather.
Tell them the sports.
The weather is less controversial and sports less controversial.
Right.
But the news is, if the people who are designing this tend to aggregate from more liberal publications, if you want to tag it as that, or from more conservative, you know, what kind of news are you being forced to listen to? You know, yeah, you can say, I want to listen to NPR or I want to listen to NBC or whatever. You can do that. But when you just say, tell me about news,
it defaults to
this aggregation of where it decides whoever's behind their. Those people in the back room with a little screwdriver. Actually, it's not a screwdriver
no,
anymore.
It's
a keyboard.
Keyboard. That's right. like that. And a mouse.
It's a mouse.
Oh, wait. They don't use mouse anymore.
They don't know. Yeah. But it's whoever designs the system, then that's what the system does.
Right.
And is it causing you, is it brain hacking you? Is it making you believe or have a certain kind of thinking eventually based on the news that it feeds you? And that therein lies the problem of these speakers.
Well, therein lies the problem with technology with people because they don't realize that they can go into settings and actually choose the news service
settings?
That they would like.
We're settings.
Exactly.
How do you find settings on these speakers?
It's that gear thing, and most of your electronic things has this little gear thing, you know?
Yeah. It's a lot of work, and most people don't. I don't know what the surveys say out there, but my sense is, anecdotally, that most people don't sit there and go to settings right away.
If users don't tailor their selections, Amazon, Apple, or Google will make the choice for them, hence brain hacking.
Yeah, and I think that that's probably the default setting is probably what most of these things are.
And the default goes to NPR.
And what that's probably what it is.
It's what it is. It says
it is.
It's an NPR. Right. It's NPR.
So you are going to be fed.
The default news experience.
The default news experience. And my thing is this. I know that when it comes to technology, and I'm not, you know, that savvy. I'm savvier than my grandparents and my parents.
Right.
But I am not that savvy. And so I'm not going to sit there, get a device, and then figure out how can I shut this thing off and make sure nobody knows anything and that it only does what I want it to do.
Right.
Most people buy the thing. They want to start playing with it right away. They turn it on and it goes to default. Now, one of the caution rate. Ooh, this was, I was like, Jimmy, I just whacked this thing here. That's the first time I've done that. Reporters, you do. You haven't done. I have to say, you have not whacked the mic in a long time.
Very conscious.
It's been weeks since you've whacked the mic.
That's right. I'm really starting because I've actually. Whenever I watch our show back,
right.
I see how many times John Madden. I realize, and I teach the fact that you know when you communicate with people, if you're waving your hands around, it's a distraction to your message,
and you just might hit them. Yeah, then it'll be assault and battery.
Pop button or pop screen we have here.
That's
too.
Right. Which
anyway,
I just did.
I'm
anyway,
to,
reporters, yeah. I think this was from Slate. It said, Reporters Without Borders, the Paris-based NGO that promises freedom of information, has voiced concerns about voice assistants, suggesting they present a, quote, threat to pluralist news and information, with the tech companies behind smart speakers determining default news sources or even just default sources for general queries. Diversity of news is at risk.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that concerns me about this report, Dan, is the profiling of the voice in our electronic devices.
What do you
now,
mean?
Well, it's very interesting. There was a professor I read here who thought that, this is a white voice telling me what to do and where to get my information.
Oh.
Because Siri is a white voice.
Okay.
Now,
so that's the default voice is a white voice. Whatever the white voice is.
What bothers me immediately
is that there is a white voice. Like what they determined.
It's supposed to be an electronic voice.
Right. So why wasn't it electronic as opposed to white voice?
Exactly.
Like it should say, what do you want? Where do you want it?
Right. Where's Hal when you need him from 2001, right?
Give us something that sounds electronic.
So again.
I am neither black or white or Asian or
Hispanic.
That's
exactly right.
Pero yo puedo hablar español.
I think you have a future. I really would rather hear Dan Lothian telling me what the weather's going to be, what the news is, your
weather
voice,
because
I told you, you can read the phone book, and I'd be interested in
or the yellow pages.
We've got to find one first, but
that's
That's fascinating. And to vocal color in public radio, a African-American professor who has a name that I am not going to try to pronounce because it's just CK, we'll call him.
Okay.
Wrote that he kept imagining someone else's voice, a white voice, reading a piece he was producing. So deeply ingrained were these culturally dominant white styles of speech. Efforts are underway to counteract this pub radio voice default.
Oh,
hearing the headlines in the same voice every day would seem to reinforce the status quo. Siri is a white woman.
Yeah.
Now, Siri can also be a white British man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, by the way.
I don't know.
Wait.
Yeah,
this is important.
Okay,
this next sentence, this is why I highlighted it.
I yield the floor to you,
Google.
Representative
Jimmy. We love Google.
Yes.
Google recently introduced 6 new voices that may help, with John Legend's Black American voice among them.
Well, what does that mean that he has a Black American voice?
I
do I have a Black American voice?
I don't think so. In fact, I think your tone is race generic.
Yes, it is what I've tried to do. I've tried
it's
to strip
very good.
Any kind
exactly
of
right.
you know, accent
prejudice
or anything.
Of
right.
your tone.
But if me want me
By
can
the way,
give you a Jamaican
voice.
People
never had that problem with me.
You know I can give
white Jewish guy from Newton. That's
yeah,
what
that's
he sounds
what
like, right?
But I could be the Transformer voice, you know, because me can give you no patois from Jamaica. I could do that. I could do a little Espanol.
Okay.
I could do English.
No, I think go with the generic. Go with what you go with brought you here, Dan.
Yeah.
I think it's worked for you so far.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Your car brought me here this morning.
That's right.
My car. I drove it myself.
I've asked you this question before.
Yes.
On your GPS.
Yes.
Is it a male or a female voice?
Female. And I like British voices, actually.
I like the British
stuff.
Voice.
I love
soft.
It.
Kind
yes.
of, right.
And
it's the King's,
ten,
the
and
the King's
right.
English. The
yes.
King's English. My mentor.
Please make a legal U-turn.
My mentor,
yes.
The first African-American sportscaster in Boston.
He's not British.
No, he's not. But he said one of the things that he teaches inner city kids is you must master the King's English.
Oh, I do agree with that.
In order to communicate with the world.
It's why LeBron James is such a huge hit star.
As a broadcaster. God love LeBron, even though people don't like
him. No. It takes us down politics. No,
I'm not going to go back to politics, but I'm giving him a lot of kudos.
Anyway,
him run.
Yes.
Anyway.
But we wanted to talk about this subject because it is something that we need to be paying attention to. Sometimes these things seem completely innocent. It's just a speaker, you guys are making a bunch of noise about something that doesn't really matter. But I don't know. This is food for thought. Really think about what is being defaulted into your mind, and is it causing you to think and act differently? Is it causing you to be exposed to something in a different way? You know, sort of force feeding you to think a certain way. I'm not saying it is or isn't. We're just sort of raising the question and giving you food for thought. How about that?
There's going to be a weather reference here in a minute, too, because there's all this theme. You know,
yeah, no.
Human,
just
no weather.
Food for thought.
Food for thought.
That's all. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Have questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.